This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Heart Health, Emergency Care, and Health News channels. Don't forget, we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Today, we are speaking with Eileen Swierczynski, Marketing Manager for AED Superstore, the world's largest distributor of automated external defibrillators. Eileen, certainly a pleasure to have you with us today on the show.
Thanks, Eric. I'm happy to be here.
And certainly great to have you, and looking forward to hearing all about AED Superstore and how it does help us combat against any emergencies that we may have dealing with our heart and heart health. So since we are talking today about automated external defibrillators, also called AEDs, and the questions some may have regarding what and if any liability risks are involved in owning one of these life-saving devices, first let's talk a little bit about what exactly AEDs are.
Thanks, Eric. Well, actually, AEDs are quite simply remarkably simple. When someone is in cardiac arrest, their heart is usually in what's called ventricular fibrillation, and that means simply that it's quivering instead of beating normally. So if it's doing that, it's not pumping oxygenated blood throughout the body, most notably the brain and the vital organs, and so the person passes out, goes unconscious rather suddenly. Most people think that CPR is going to restart their heart, probably because they've seen too many TV medical dramas, but unfortunately, it won't. CPR is important, and it should be done right away to get that blood moving again to the brain. But the only treatment for fibrillation is defibrillation, and the sooner the better. So if there's an AED available and it's used quickly, the chances for survival increase dramatically. And the good news is that all AEDs walk a rescuer through the steps of a rescue. So you turn it on, you put the pads on, and the AED analyzes the heart's rhythm, and if a shockable rhythm is detected, the AED will advise a shock. If it doesn't detect a shockable rhythm, it will advise continued CPR and will not shock the patient no matter how many times you press that shock button. So it is practically foolproof.
So if AEDs are so important to survival for someone in sudden cardiac arrest, why aren't there more AEDs around? I mean, I usually see them in airports, malls, and schools, but why aren't they everywhere?
Well, that's a really good question, Eric. Yes, they are incredibly important to someone in cardiac arrest. And cardiac arrest can happen to anyone at any time, anywhere. And it doesn't discriminate on age, gender, physical fitness, ethnicity. But owning one can be a little intimidating for some. Each state does have varying laws, and what you need to do as an AED owner to make sure you're covered by that state's Good Samaritan laws. And what Good Samaritan laws do is protect owners and users of AEDs from lawsuits when an AED is used. The most common laws you need to adhere to involve physician oversight, which simply means a physician has to oversee your AED program, training the people most likely to use the AED. There's a requirement sometimes to notify your local EMS of the device and its location, and then you have to maintain the device according to the manufacturer's guidelines. Now, what's important to note is that not every state has every requirement, and some states have none of these requirements in order to be covered by their Good Samaritan protection. But many businesses feel it's not worth the risk to open themselves up to even a potential court battle.
I have to admit that that does seem quite intimidating, and I can't blame them for feeling that way, but you say there really is no reason to worry about litigation. Why is that?
Well, Eric, there's never been a successful lawsuit against the user or owner of an AED when it was used in a rescue and all the state requirements were met. Now, unfortunately, we are a litigious society here in the U.S. There's no argument there. We seem to be willing to sue over just about anything. But in the history of public access AEDs, there is no precedent for a successful negligence claim regarding AED use because the plaintiff has to prove four things: that the business had a duty to have a working AED on site, that there was a breach of that duty in some manner, that the cause of the injury was the defendant's fault, and there are legally recognized damages, either monetary or physical. So proving all those four facts is almost impossible in the case of AEDs. But what's really interesting, though, is you're more likely to be sued for not having an AED in some situations.
Today we are visiting with Eileen Swierczynski, Marketing Manager for AED Superstore, the world's largest distributor of automated external defibrillators, here on eHealth Radio's Heart Health Emergency Care and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, it's quite shocking to hear that you could be sued for not having one of these devices. Get into that a little further, if you would.
Well, some states do mandate that there should be AEDs in areas like fitness centers, dental offices, schools, daycare centers, public pools. That's just a couple of examples. So if you're in a business where an AED is required by law and you don't have one, or yours is not maintained or it's not accessible, you're then putting yourself and your business at risk. As an example, in California, fitness centers and gyms are required to have an AED on site. Makes sense, right? Physical exertion. And recently, a chain of small owner-operated gyms had an incident where one of their facilities in California was taken to court because one of its members suffered sudden cardiac arrest while working out, and there was no AED available. The member ended up passing away, and their family took the gym to court. And because the gym was required to have an AED and they didn't, they lost the suit, and they pretty much lost everything.
And if that doesn't bring focus to the need of having the device on hand, nothing will. So lastly, what is your recommendation with regard to AEDs? Is it all really worth the risk?
Well, I do work for AED Superstores, so of course I think it's absolutely worth the risk, without question. I've done a lot of research on this topic, and the benefits of having an AED available for someone in sudden cardiac arrest far, far outweigh the minimal legal liability threat. Just make sure you understand your state's laws. Talk to your insurance agent or talk to your legal counsel if you have concerns. Look, not everyone in sudden cardiac arrest can be saved by a defibrillator. Sometimes their heart is too damaged, or there's severe trauma beyond the heart, say like a car accident, or maybe too much time has elapsed before you find the person. But everyone at least deserves a chance at survival. So quite simply, AEDs save lives. So worrying about whether someone's going to sue you because you did everything you could to save their loved one's life really should not be the deciding factor in whether you decide to purchase an AED. So I would say if the only thing holding you back is a liability factor, I'd encourage you to do a little more research, and you'll see it's incredibly minimal risk.
Eileen, really good to have you today to bring focus to the need of having these devices on hand, not for the legal aspect of it, but to save lives. What could be more important than that? If you would, tell our listeners where they can get more information about AED Superstore and how can listeners be in contact as well.
Well, you can go to www.aedsuperstore.com. And we also have a resource center there that has a lot of great information, not only about liability risks, again, very minimal, but also about a lot of different topics that have to do with the heart, AEDs, CPR training, all that kind of thing. So you can just go to aedsuperstore.com, click on Resource Center, and we've got all kinds of great information there.
Well, once again, Eileen, we thank you for your time and for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. Have a great rest of your day.
You do the same, Eric. Thank you for having me today.
And you're more than welcome. We have been speaking with Eileen Swierczynski, Marketing Manager for AED Superstore, the world's largest distributor of automated external defibrillators. And for more information and for contact, simply visit AEDSuperstore.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Heart Health Emergency Care and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.